This is your Sunday morning wake-up call on WNRN. The wake-up call is brought to you by Tiger Fuel, serving the Charlottesville area with home heating oil and propane and famous Exxon gasolines. The wake-up call is also brought to you by The Hook, an innovative weekly from the people who really know the news on Newsstands Thursday. Now with your host, Rick Moore.
Welcome, 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 boys and girls. Happy New Year 2011, or 2011, however you prefer. Maybe that'll be a decision we make early in the year. A special thanks to the folks on Crozet and in the Valley 101.1, the new number over there. This is Rick Moore and the Sunday Morning Wake Up Call. Let me throw a shout out to the folks at Dixon Disposal for their support. Dixon reminds you that you can reduce household garbage by purchasing products with reuse and recycling in mind. Small changes in your lifestyle can keep our planet green for years to come. When Dixon's picks up your trash, they sort it and separate it for recycling. You can help the planet stay green with curbside service from Dixon Disposal at your home or business. More can be found. Call them up, 978-2111. Online, it's DixonDisposal.com. All right, heads up. Lee Channing is not in the studio yet. We're hoping she shows up any minute now, because otherwise you are stuck with me for the entire hour. Although I do have Sean McCord here.
I'll hang out with you.
Morning, Rick, and let me get the obvious joke right out front. It's too bad Lee Channing isn't here to tell us, because she might have been able to see this coming.
Oh, you are so harsh. Yes, but Lee Channing could have seen why she wasn't going to be here and given me a heads up. Hopefully she will be here shortly. It's always a very popular show with many phone calls, and I'm hoping that Lee is okay and will be here in a short time. What we're going to do between now and then is what so many other folks are doing, talking about what happened last year, the importance of some of these news events, and your opinions on how they were covered and were they covered properly. You know, Rusty was talking about Tim Davis not making the news. For those of you who aren't aware, Tim Davis, what was his proper title here at WNRN?
Volunteer coordinator and operations manager.
Volunteer coordinator and operations manager here back in April of 2010. And Tim was killed on the parkway after being with a young woman that he was with. They were attacked. He fell to his death. She was severely injured, but has now spending time with her family. And the gentleman who has been accused of doing this apparently has been arrested, and things are pretty far along in that case. But didn't make The Hook, didn't make top 25 news stories in the Daily Progress or the Seville Weekly, and obviously that has a lot of folks here at WNRN bothered, because someone who was heavily involved in the radio station, friends with so many here, in a major news story, didn't make the top 25. We'd like to hear from you and news stories that you feel should have made the top 25 and did not. Please call us up, 979-0919. Sean and I are here. Rusty is here for us to talk throughout the hour until Lee Channing can come in and join us.
Hey, Rick, can I step in here? I was just looking at the Hook cover story of 2010, and in fact, it did make it in their list of worst incidents from last year under worst Blue Ridge Parkway spring evening.
So it made their top 25?
It did on The Hook.
Well, my apologies to the folks at The Hook, which is why they support this program, not because I continuously make mistakes, but because they do good jobs on the news. You can smirk out loud.
Yeah, okay.
Right. You know, the thing that has bothered me, it made everybody's top 25, Sean, but the thing that has been in the news so heavily again in the last month has been the Yeardley Love news story, and how the defense has gotten into her medical records.
Yeah, there's been an interesting discussion on that. If you go over to CVLNews.com, which is the local news aggregator run by your friend of mine, Waldo Jaquith, where the defense is hoping to claim essentially that Yeardley Love's death was unrelated to having her head smacked against the wall, but that she may have suffered heart failure because of drugs in her system. Absolutely. Here we've got a phone call coming in. And the thing is that, you know, anybody is worthy of a good defense. And in a situation like this, if I had a lawyer who was defending me in this kind of a serious case, you know, I'd want them to find anything that they could. But on the other hand, you can't help but notice that, you know, this is a wealthy UVA student with lots of resources, and they're looking for, you know, he can afford a good lawyer who can really dig deep into these things. From what I understand, the judge said that he's still taking it under advisement whether or not they're going to allow the defense to look at Yardley Love's medical records, but that he doesn't want to have a fishing expedition.
Yeah, interesting phrase I found, fishing expedition. But in the end, whether you want to call it a fishing expedition or not, it does seem, and I guess it happens in so many cases these days, it's become sort of our modern way of doing defense it's never this person's fault and let's get the least, the lesser time in jail. It's always they're the person who did this. If she hadn't been on that medication, then she wouldn't have died and he just would have beat the crap out of her.
Sure. Putting the victim on trial, you know, but you know, if you look at least the surface circumstances of the case where he kicked her door down while she was sleeping, you know, jumped on her and started smashing her head against the wall and she happens to die. You know, they don't really have a good way to defend him at all. So they're going to try to turn it around and see if they can blame the victim or at least make her actions beforehand share in the culpability of this.
Well, we'll leave that and make that our number one case. For me, there are some others. If you pick up the Daily Progress, if you pick up the Hook, Siva Weekly, they all have their own cases, many of which are the same, some of which don't make each other's listing. But I found that being the most recent conversation in the newspaper with this issue that bothered me the most. We do have Lee Channing.
Lee's on the phone.
Lee's on the phone. Hi, Lee.
Hi, Rick. How are you?
I'm well. I'm sorry to hear that you don't feel well, but we are going to do this sort of by two phones.
Okay.
So for those of you who want to call up and talk to Lee Channing, the phone number today, 979-0919. Dial us up with your questions for Lee. 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS is the toll-free number. Sean is here to answer the phone, and we'll sort of juggle things back and forth. So 979-0919, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. Your questions for Lee Channing. Dial us up. Lee, I always seem to start at the same place and talk about your background. So not everybody listens at the same time. Not some people out there listening have probably not heard you on WNRN before. So tell us a little bit about your background and how you became an intuitive analyst or psychic.
Actually very young. It started when I was a child. I knew that I could, you know, that I could see colors around people and I could talk with the animals, but I didn't, of course, have any idea what that meant. And then later on, in my early 20s, I began to have very vivid clairvoyant episodes, and they were very upsetting and very frightening, and I worked with some wonderful psychologists/parapsychologists at UVA to understand what was going on. I, of course, thought I was losing my mind. I had no idea why I was seeing these things as they were happening, things like car accidents that would be very clear in my mind's eye. I thought they were dreams at first and then realized I wasn't asleep. And so they told me that I was clairvoyant, which meant that I was seeing things as they happened. So I spent a lot of years studying. I went to the University of Minnesota and studied parapsychology to understand the process of being clairvoyant and what it meant to have paranormal abilities. I don't think anything is other than normal. I think it's just things that we don't understand. But I began in the mid-70s to do work with ghosts and hauntings and doing energy work and began to do readings for people. So it's been quite a while, and over the years it's changed and evolved to the point where I do a lot of different things. I do personal consultations with people in general and on specific issues. I do animal communication. I work a lot with dying or very ill animals, it seems, at this point in time. And I'm also a hypnotherapist, and I focus on past life regressions. So when I do work for people, it's whatever questions they have in their mind, I tune in to their energy and tell them what I'm picking up, what intuitive information comes to me. So I, it's been wonderful. I've been very blessed. I work with people all over the world, and I want to stop for a minute and apologize for not getting myself in there this morning. I woke up feeling poorly and fell back to sleep, and so I am okay, but I just want to say I'm really very sorry, and I certainly feel up to answering questions for anyone. If I was deathly ill, I would never compromise myself or trying to answer questions if I didn't feel up to it. So please feel free to have anybody call in with a question, actually on any subject. I do the show regularly, and I think we've been doing it almost 12 years now, so I'm happy to answer any questions.
That makes me 18 years old.
At least, that's right. Maybe 19.
Maybe, well, let's not give away the secret subjects.
And you have to tell me what color shirt you're wearing, because I also do a lot of work with intuitive color awareness, and I have to pick on your shirt or at least comment on your shirt, and this is the first time in all these years that I can't see your shirt.
Well, we might leave that out for a while because
okay.
It's multicolored. That's part of the problem. And as I've been told, I don't do colors very well. But for someone to call in, please do 979-0919 1-877-WNRN Rocks. That is our toll free number. Intuitive analyst Lee Channing with us today. Call up with your question that you have for her about anything, whether it's animals, whether it's relationships, health or medical, jobs or professional questions, dial up and we'll hook you up with Lee Channing. Lee, I have a question. In fact, I have several questions today. Overall, a lot of people make New Year's resolutions.
Well, I think at any time we start a new year, whether it's the new year or whether it's our birthday, the anniversary of something very special, we really allow it, I think, to take more power than it needs or deserves. But I think that we do try. As human beings, we are constantly striving to learn, to grow, which are good things. We're trying to find some level of happiness sometimes that I think is not exactly what we even want. We want growth. We want learning. We want contentment. But I think that any time that the new year rolls around, it does affect most people in that I want something to be better than what I had. That's just being human. I think when our spiritual growth, we know that as long as we're alive, as long as we're still in these physical bodies, we are growing. And so we want new growth. We really do want to keep moving forward on that spiritual path. So I think any sort of momentous occasion like an anniversary or a brand new year gives us a little bit more energy, truly a little bit more energy, to not to set ourselves up for failure, we hope, but to say, hello, this is the time that we are going to start a new habit. It takes 3 or 4 weeks to create a new habit, and usually the gym works about that long. But, it really is important to us. And I think it's a good thing in a way because we should reevaluate every week or every month or every morning. But I think that as humans, we tend to sort of procrastinate a bit and put things off. But I would say don't waste time with a lot of resolutions. Pick one thing you can do this week. Pick something you can do this month. And then have an overall goal. It's good to have goals and aims in your life, but you also need to live in the moment. All the power is in the present moment. So you can't create a healthier 2011 unless you really focus inside and you take care of yourself and move forward. But I think some resolutions are fine. Just don't overdo it. Don't stop smoking every January 1 and start every February 1. Just really do some things. Do small things that you can manage, and it is workable.
Well, what do you do, you know, someone calls up and please 979-0919, the phone line is open to talk with Lee Channing and ask your question, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS, for those who are further out there, 979-0919. If someone calls up and asks you a question, and let me, I'll ask a question. I had done a really good job at changing my diet and going to the gym on a regular basis for about a year and a half. And then late this year, work got in the way, at least seemingly that was my excuse. Didn't go as much. The diet changed back to the lazy ways. And so I ask you the question about, will I be able to keep this up and lose weight in 2011? And let's say that you say yes, that's something that you'll be able to do this year. Well, then what prevents me from being lazy about it, thinking that it's going to come automatically?
When you ask me that, what I'll do is tune into your energy. How high is your level of devotion to that? How much are you dedicated to taking care of yourself? That varies from year to year. It does in most people, from month to month sometimes, or day to day. But, you know, whatever you're trying to do, whatever habit you're trying to break, or whatever new habit you're trying to create, it depends on your level of devotion. Now, I can say at this moment, you feel very devoted to the idea. So from my intuitive perspective, the odds are pretty good. I would say it's 80%. Yes, you can do it this year. There's that little 20%, maybe even less than that right now with your energy, that says if you let outside influences become a part of your energy, that, you know, that you will back away. You may come and go a little bit, but it so much depends on where your energy is at the moment and sort of where it's aimed. I sense your energy at the moment certainly aiming in a right direction. It feels like to me it's going towards doing the right thing for yourself. It's going towards really spending some extra time, maybe even more than you had done in the past, because I think you have sensed it more deeply for some reason. So I think that's a good thing. Now, it's still back to you. I can say absolutely 100% yes, and you can prove me wrong. You know, but if you can work with your own energy, and what I can do is see what the trend is, or if you ask about a relationship, you know, the energy in that relationship is moving in that direction. Now, sometimes you can change it. Sometimes you don't want to change it. But when it comes to you and taking care of yourself, I think you're moving in a very good direction.
All right, we do have our first caller. I'm going to have to juggle this, Lee, so what I'm going to do is put you on hold.
Okay.
And then let our caller talk, and then once that person hangs up, we'll get back to you, okay?
Okay.
And let's see, we have an anonymous caller from Charlottesville. Hello.
Good morning. How's it going? Happy New Year.
And Happy New Year to you. Question.
Yeah, I had a question for Lee. I've seen these energy bracelets, like advertised on TV, that actually balances the body's energy for $19.99. You know, if you call now, you get two for the same price, but it makes you feel better. It takes all your aches and pains away. I was just wondering what her feelings were on these magical bracelets that you can buy off TV.
All right,
to balance
your
body's energy.
I'm going to hang up and let you listen on air, okay?
Thanks.
All right, Lee.
Okay, I got it. Have time to buy two and give me one, and we'll see what happens. I get a lot of advertisements. Some of them feel more legitimate than others because we are affected by magnetic forces. We are affected by gemstones of all sorts. Any kind of everything in our lives affects the electricity coming through your light bulb can have some effect if you're extremely sensitive. I know people who have a great deal of sensitivity to so many things in life. So are these bracelets any sort of answer? No, I don't think they are. But could they be helpful for some people? Possibly. Possibly. I think you can get all sorts of stones and you can wear different metals. They'll say it's cure for arthritis. It's not going to cure you, but some of that is going to be an energetic process. If you pick up a bracelet event, would I order one sight unseen? No. But if you walk into, a store that sells all sorts of gems, you have to find the right place. And you pick up something and it feels right. It's the right metal for you. Some people prefer silver, and silver does go with your energy better, some gold, those kinds of things, and numerous other metals. But would you order one, and is it going to make a lot of difference? I would doubt it. If somebody has an example of that, certainly I'd like to hear it. I have not heard of anything. I've tried a few things. I did some research many, many years ago on using magnetic energy. It did seem to create an effect with a lot of people. They wore magnets, etc., to be more psychic and you know, create more of an energy flow when they did, say, Kirlian photography, where you take a picture of your aura. So yes, it can affect you. No, those ads are way overdone in my estimation. That's just my opinion. I have not tried that specific bracelet, of course, but you know, I wouldn't do it. But I would say if you like to wear a ring or a bracelet or a necklace, something that feels good to you, can be your watch, really tune into that and go, this, I feel better when I wear this. You know, but I don't think there's going to be any sort of end-all, you know, piece of bracelet or piece of metal that you're going to order that's going to make a lot of difference.
All right. You can dial up with your question with Lee Channing, 979-0919, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS, and there goes the phone right there. Thank you. Sean will be with you in just a second. Mark, it's the Tiger Fuel forecast for Central Virginia and the Shenandoah Valley. Mostly cloudy this morning with scattered showers in Lynchburg and Richmond. Sunny in the afternoon today. Highs 50 to 55. A little cooler in the valley. Temperatures dropping to lower 40s this afternoon. Even chillier in the valley. Clear and cold tonight. Lows 23 to 27. But mostly sunny again tomorrow. Highs in the mid-40s. Right now, it's a cloudy day. 52 in the valley. 52 in Lynchburg. 59 in Richmond. 50 here in Charlottesville.
You're listening to the Sunday Morning Wake-Up Call, brought to you by The Hook and by the Markets of Tiger Fuel, a refreshing pause on your journey to anywhere with locations all over town. Now back to your host, Rick Moore.
And support today also coming from The Backyard, the university's culinary secret at the end of Elliewood Avenue across from Para Coffee. The Backyard invites you to enjoy outdoor patio seating in their heated tent and try the winter menu. The Backyard has seasonal brews on tap and is available for private events. For more information, 434-202-8215. And you can find The Backyard on Facebook. All right, back with Lee Channing. Lee, you still with me?
I sure am.
All right, dial us up, 979-0919. That last caller didn't hang on. 979-0919, 1-877 WNRN rocks. Lee, what does a psychic do from predictions that didn't come true?
Well, what do they do when that happens?
Yes, what sort of looking back do you do? And I see the phone ringing again.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I think making predictions is something that I really don't even do. I know that sounds a little crazy because, you know, I'll look at the year 2011 and say, here's my sense of what the energy is going to do. But to make a prediction that, you know, it will snow on February 1st, those kinds of things I don't do. And I have to say, when I work with people, I'll do a reading for you, and you come back in 6 months or you come back in a year, we can talk about how things worked out. But I really don't, I have never felt that making predictions was a very healthy, workable thing to do for people. So I really don't go back. That's a good question, but I think I really don't make predictions, and I leave whatever it is up to you. If I'm not going to predict that you will lose 50 pounds in 2 years or you'll lose 5 pounds in 2 months, because I just don't do that. If you do the right things, you can go this far, that far. So it sounds a little nebulous, actually, but I really don't make a lot of predictions. I can pretty much tell you what January is going to be like. It's going to be a very emotional month for everybody, but that's not really a prediction. It's just a read of the energy. So, but that's a good question. I have to think about that some.
All right. We have a caller. All right. We have M from Richmond. Hello.
Hello.
Happy New Year. Lee's on hold, but she can hear you, so a question for Lee.
My question is if she can predict when I will be with my son again.
All right. Hang on.
Thank you.
All right, Lee.
Yeah, that's a good question because it's asking for, you know, a prediction of time and energy and things. And, you know, and it, every question, how, when she will be with her son, so much depends on, you know, her actions, things that she can do. It can be a week, a month, or a year, depending upon what she does. Now, what I'll do is go into that energy, and I feel like that there are a lot of blocks. You know, I feel like that there are a lot of roadblocks in that particular scenario. So it means that there's a lot of blockage in there. It means that there are things that, that she really has to do. She has a lot of powerful energy, but she has a lot of need to ground her energy. Her energy is a little bit out of balance right now, so it really will help for her to find new ways to take care of her own energy. So what she has to focus on is not really seeing her son, but taking better care of herself. So if she can take better care of herself, keep herself very balanced, very much in step into her life in a healthier way, she will be able to spend more time with her son. I certainly see that happening, but timing is impossible because it all depends on what she does. So that's a good example of prediction and lack of prediction. So
I'm going to see if she has a follow-up question. All right, are you still with me?
Yes.
All right, do you have any follow-up question for that or any information you'd like to pass along?
No, that makes a lot of sense. Sounds like something my mother just recently said.
All right, well, best of luck and have a good new year. Hopefully it's a happy time.
Thank you.
Okay, Lee's back with us, and your question is open. Bring it on, 979-0919, 1-877 WNRN Rocks. Bring us your information that you'd like to chat with Lee about. Again, whether it's a personal, relationships, a job, medical issues. I have a question about Lazarus I'm going to ask in just a second, so you can ask about your pets, but I need to let you know that today's programming is also coming from Ben Around Tattoos in Charlottesville and downtown Waynesboro. They feature male and female tattoo artists. Ben Around Tattoos has thousands of designs available and can create work from a design that you provide them. Ben Around Tattoos, downtown Waynesboro, also here in Charlottesville at 701 West Main Street. For more information, go online, benaroundtattoos.com. All right, 979-0919, 1-877-WNRN-ROCK. Your question with our guest today, Lee Channing from SpiritsEvolving.com. Lee, you've met Lazarus before, my dog. He's often in the studio when you were here. You know, he was acting strange the last 2 days. Certainly the holidays seem to bring about a change in routines for everyone, including myself. But, you know, as of Wednesday of this past week, I was back at work, normal days, normal times. But over the weekend, he seemed to, any time that I was behind him, he seemed to continuously look behind him to make sure I was there. Now, we went to the park on Saturday morning, and he romped and ran as much as he's done in a long time, and he seemed to be having a great time. But as soon as we got back to the house, once again, looking behind him all the time to see that I was there. Can you get a feeling for his energy and tell me what might be causing that?
Well, sure. You know, I know Lazarus pretty well, and I feel that, you know, he just... I think he is an overly emotional dog. I think he's been through a lot of trauma, as you know, before he came into your life. You know, and I think he, just because of his overly emotional energy in general, anytime that something happens, it pushes him a little off balance. The holidays may have been enough to do it. Now, not necessarily in your home, but the energy this time of year shifts a little bit. All of the animals actually pick it up. that people pick it up, you either get more excited or you get more depressed because there is more emotion around the holidays. I don't care what holidays you celebrate or don't celebrate. From mid-December to the first part of January is really a powerful emotional time for everyone because everybody is either running around or very happy or very sad. So my guess is he's picking that up. I don't feel anything dramatic in his energy, but I feel like that he is, you know, he's just going through an overly emotional phase. Watch his physical body. You know, he's a little bit fragile in that area. Sometimes when an animal in general starts to be a little more sensitive, you know, there's something physical going on. I'm not a medical intuitive. I don't feel anything, you know, dramatic going on. But I would just watch him, give him that. He's asking for more support. He asks for a lot of support anyway. So I'd just give him more of that support. And that's true for anybody out there whose animal may be acting a little bit more sensitive, is just to give them what they're asking for, a little more attention, reassure them, call their name, say you're there. But I don't feel like there's been any major shift, which is a good thing. So, can you let me run in the other room and get some water? My voice is going.
Yes, go right ahead.
I'll let Brian say Happy New Year to you. My husband's right here.
And Brian, how are you, sir?
Happy New Year, Rick. How are you?
Thank you. I'm doing well, thanks. I'll take a moment and thank the folks at Blue Ridge Mountain Sports for allowing us to be here today. Blue Ridge Mountain Sports now featuring Columbia OmniHeat, a waterproof down jacket with 700 fill power to provide protection from wet and cold weather. Columbia OmniHeat jackets are available at Blue Ridge Mountain Sports, the outdoor store that knows the outdoors. And we can also thank Sugar Snap. They offer gently used baby and kids items, including outwear, shoes, crib bedding, nursing pillows, as well as maternity clothes. You can also find things such as cloth diapers and locally made items. There's a kid-friendly play area available while you shop. You can become a fan of Sugar Snap on Facebook or Twitter. Online, it's sugarsnapconsignment.com. And the store itself, Shopper's World, near Whole Foods here in Charlottesville. All right, Lee, are you back?
She's not back yet, Rick.
Not back. All right, Brian.
Sure.
I do have a caller. Hold on, caller, while we wait for Lee to refresh herself. Nobody likes to. This is not the way to start the new year, is it?
Well, there are better ways to do it.
Such as?
I hope you're behaving yourself.
Well, you know, that takes a lot of the fun out of the new year, Brian.
Well, I know it does, but, you know, we're looking for creative ways to get this new year started.
Brian, what's it like to be married to a psychic?
You know, it's hard to get away with much of anything. And it's interesting in talking with her children. When her kids were little, they were always a little bit miffed that they could just never quite get away with anything at home. ask her when she comes back to the phone what her youngest son has to say. In fact, here she is.
All right. Thanks, Brian.
Brought my water with me, so I won't have to leave again.
Yeah, there you
go. Seems like I've got a little bit of dry throat going on too this morning. So.
Well, it's not fun to be ill. It's especially not fun to be ill when you have commitments like this.
Well, yeah, no, I felt pretty good, but I guess I'm just tired. Thank God, don't get sick very often. But when I do, it's more of a tiredness, and then I fall back to sleep, and then it's like, oh my gosh. So.
All right. Well, let's take our caller.
Okay.
Caller, are you still with me?
Yes.
Yes. See, I can barely hear you. You all right?
Yeah. Well, I hope you can hear me.
No, I'm going to ask you to call back in, and we'll try again. All right? All right. 979-0919. 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. Both lines are open. 979-0919. 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. Our guest today, Lee Channing from spiritsevolving.com, as we talk about the future. Call in and ask your questions. Lee, you always have colors. You talk about being associated with colors. Is there a specific color that's associated with the year 2011?
Every year has sort of a rainbow effect. I mean, we have each month, I do a monthly newsletter called Speaking Spiritually, and in that newsletter I'll talk about the color that's most prevalent for that month. So color, of course, is all around us, and it's an amazing, magical tool. It really is. It's something that I don't think we realize how powerful it is the color of our sheets and our towels and our clothes, it really does make a difference because we absorb that color. I think that 2011, it's starting out as a, quote, green year, which is the year of a balance. The year of the heart center, the year, so it's emotion. Now, usually the color for January is a pretty powerful color throughout the year. So if I had to give the year a color, I would say it's going to be green and blue, sort of a shade somewhere in between green and blue. Now, that can be really good for a lot of people because it means that you're going to have an opportunity to balance your energy. Balance will be important for everybody, no matter what your personal, you know, color pattern is. So where everybody will be forced on some level to look at the balance in their lives. So maybe if everybody starts early in the year, it'll give them an opportunity to have a better year as far as their own personal growth. And when you get into the blue energy, that's the throat center. It's about communication. It's about truth and honesty. So I think that this year will not be as focused on the lower energy centers. Last year we had a lot of varying colors. I think the year switched around more than some. We go from really easy to work with energy to extremely difficult energy and back and forth. I think this year is going to have a little bit more balanced energy, and I think that most people will not have quite the financial issues to deal with. I feel like that's going to be getting better in general. So that's a good thing. We won't have as much of that sort of deep red, frustrating energy to deal with.
11:38 here on the wake-up call. Lee Channing, and I see the phone line ringing now, 979-0919. The other number available today, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. It's toll-free if you're listening from Richmond or Harrisonburg, Lexington. Dial us up with your question for our intuitive analyst, Lee Channing, who also you can find her website, spiritsevolving.com. And Lee, if I remember properly, you can go on to the Spirits Evolving site and ask a question through the site as well.
Absolutely. Yep, and there's no charge for that. I have an animal healing circle if you have an animal in need. I answer a question for any and everyone. You can get my monthly newsletter. Again, there's no charge for that. A lot of visualizations, suggested reading. So, you know, I really like to make the website, you know, user-friendly and open to anyone who needs some support. And I just meet so many wonderful people through it.
All right. I'm going to put you on hold for a second, okay? Well, no, I'm not, because Sean's too fast, and he answered that phone line real quick. Lee, you talk about not being able to give specifics. You know, you don't want to say that on February 1st this will happen,
right.
Et cetera, but to rather read the energy. What's the energy for the start of this year? Because I have been frightened at every mention of snow. I used to love the snow, and after last winter and the effect that it had on my job and the effect that it had on my home life, I was miserable. Not being able to get to my house and having to stay at others, et cetera. What should I look for this winter?
Well, I mean, a good thing to think about when you think about the weather this winter. Will we have some bad weather this winter? Yeah, I'm afraid so. I don't think we're going to get off. I think the planet is changing pretty dramatically, and call it global warming or whatever you wish. I think that weather is going to be unusual. I mean, we may have much warmer weather for a week and then, you know, a foot of snow the next week. I think it's going to go back and forth. But I think last winter was pretty dramatic for all of us. And yes, it did. I live in the country, and I didn't know when we would ever get out, you know. And it is frightening. It's upsetting. It's certainly not the easiest thing when you have to deal with that. But I think what you can do this year is say, I really, you know, last year it drove me to this. So this year I'm going to be more prepared. I don't think this year will be as bad. You know, I think we'll have some bad times. But overall, energetically, the energy just feels a little calmer than it did last year. It's not quite as chaotic in nature. But I think that what you can do, what we can all do individually, is say, okay, last year when I faced 25 inches of snow, whatever it may have been, here's what I had to do. This year, I feel like everybody is more prepared. I think maybe we are getting a little more food in the house, or we're making plans. If I can't get home because of the storm tomorrow night, I'll do this. So I think this year, energetically for everybody, including you, I think it's going to be easier, even if we have some similar weather, because we do, as you know, we're energetic creatures and we learn and grow. I just don't think that, number one, the weather will be quite as bad, and number two, that we'll suffer as much, because I think we have learned a little bit more about to be a little bit more prepared, not to be on the road in the middle of this. So, I mean, I think last year's winter, as bad as it was, I think it was really a stepping stone to not being so frightened or so upset or so worried. So your lesson in that is to say, oh, it's okay. You know, if we get a foot of snow this year, I'm going to not worry about it because I'm going to deal with it better. I'm more prepared for it. So just through your energy individually, it feels to me like it's definitely not going to be as bad.
I hope not. All right, we got a couple calls.
Okay.
And we have Dan from Albany. Is that Albany, New York?
Yes, that's Albany, New York. Actually, I'm driving home from my father's house. He lives in Durham, North Carolina.
All right. Question for Lee.
Yeah, hi. How are you? I'm just curious what you see for my future in regard to job, relationships. I'm thinking about moving potentially in the next year. And it's just a general question and how you see it.
I'm going to go back to her, so listen on the radio as you drive and drive safely. Thanks.
All right. Thank you.
All right, Lee, we're back with you.
Oh, great. Oh, that's a wonderful question. I'm so glad he called in. And your energy, I'm going to say your because I know he's listening. Your energy is very bright, very powerful. You have a lot of yellow energy, which is the solar plexus area, you know, the middle of the body. And that means clear thinking. That means you are in the midst of making a lot of good decisions. Your energy is clear. You're doing the right things for yourself. So the downside of that center is frustration and feeling a bit, oh, I can't quite decide what I want to do. You know what you want to do. And I think to take that clear energy, move forward, it's a wonderful time to change careers. It's a wonderful time to move to a different location. Yes, I mean, it's really a good time to do those things because most of us don't have a lot of the we change energy patterns every 2 to 3 years, and you really want to take advantage of what's going on. Now, the downside of this picture is that digestion can be an issue. You need to watch your diet a little bit. But mostly it's a time of clear thinking for you. So I would say go for it. You have a really good opportunity in the next year or 18 months to do a lot in the way of changing your life and creating a life that's going to be really bright. You want to think light and bright and you know, a lot of bright things around you, a lot of bright ideas and bright colors.
All right, Dan, you heard it here.
Good question.
And now we have an anonymous caller from Rutgersville. How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm well. Question for Lee.
Well, first of all, I want to send Lee some positive energy for her health and so she can get on to, you know, not feeling the way she is right now. But my question is, I have taken a new part-time job. I already have a couple other jobs. But my whole being of this starting off, I would say probably maybe 2 months ago, is affecting my whole, you know, my health, my diet and everything. I'm just sort of perplexed as to what I should be doing about job, money, all kinds of stuff.
All right. I'm going to put you on hold and get back to Lee.
Thank you.
All right, Lee.
So hard for me not to start talking and then, you know, all of a sudden, thank you very much. And I really am okay. It's just yeah, evidently the last 24 hours has not been my best. But thank you very much for the good wishes and the good energy. I really appreciate that. I'm usually on the other end of that. But your energy is, boy, very unique energy, very aware energy. So it's almost surprising that you are that you're having some confusion and some questions going on in your life. And I think what you need to do for yourself right now is to back up a little bit. I feel like maybe you've been maybe even this part-time job, the decision was made somewhat in haste. So I think you need to back away a little bit. It feels like to me that you can restructure most of your life at the moment. It just doesn't. It feels like that you have a lot of blue energy. You have a lot of energy in that throat center, which is about really being truthful with yourself. Maybe you haven't been completely truthful with yourself. So I would say work on your own self-truth. Look in the mirror and say, who am I? What do I want to do? Big questions, but see what happens. You don't have to have all the answers. But the other side of that blue energy is that you can feel sort of sad and sort of slow and not quite up to your own energy level. Maybe that's why your physical body is responding, because you overall have a lot to share. You have a lot of pink energy that goes along with that blue. So that's compassion, unconditional love, but you need to share that with yourself. So don't give out so much. You know, be a little selfish. That's a good thing in spiritual growth. It's not really selfish. It's about being self-aware. But you have so much dynamic energy. It is ready to move in the right direction. Just feel like maybe you need to back up sort of a couple of steps and kind of start over again. Maybe the choice of this job wasn't the right one. You need to be working with talking and communication and, you know, words, really good aspect of life for you right now. Writing, possibly, if you like to write, or reading books, really working with understanding words and people. But you have so much energy available that it will get better. I know that's easy for me to say, but it will. So thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you.
All right. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, 11:48 here on the Wake Up Call.
You're listening to the Sunday Morning Wake Up Call, brought to you by the Markins of Tiger Fuel and by The Hook, an innovative weekly on newsstands every Thursday. Now here's Rick with what you can find in this week's Hook.
And this week it's the year in review: murders, political victories and defeats, foul weather, and fabulous films. 2010 may not have been all good, but it sure was interesting. And just in time for New Year's resolutions, Dr. Hook takes a look at the obesity epidemic plaguing this country. And will outgoing 5th District Representative Tom Perriello be offered a job with the Obama administration? The Hook, every Thursday, two-time winner of Virginia's top journalism prize. And let me thank Blue Ridge Graphics for supporting us today. You can find them at Meade Avenue and East High Street in Charlottesville, providing custom t-shirts and sportswear plus promotional items for schools, organizations, and businesses. That's Blue Ridge Graphics, 296-9746, and brgtshirts.com. And the phone lines are open, 979-0919. Question for Lee Channing today, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. That's toll-free. Both lines open, 979-0919. And Drew Thompson just walked in the studio. He'll be here at noon for Les Temps Perdue. He has the best of 80s and 90s alternative music like Psychedelic Furs, Simple Minds, and The Cult. And he's brought to you in part by Orzo and the Visualite. Requests are always welcome on Les Temps Perdue. I see the phone line ringing on the local 979 number. And the toll-free number still available, 877-967-6762. Hey, Lee.
Yes.
You know, I keep coming back to my own things, and that's because I usually ask you these when you're here early or late, so I'm stuck asking them on air. You know, I keep going back to Lazarus, and I know that, well, he's my child, I suppose. Many people who don't have kids and treat their pets and bring them as close as their children, he has bad eyesight. And what do you see in 2011 in terms of his eyesight?
Well, you know, he does not have a lot of energy located there. His energy is very, it's like Swiss cheese. I mean, you know, he has some energy, like some of his organs feel very healthy, some not very healthy. You know, his eyes are not very healthy. It's hard for him to keep everything balanced. You know, he's just, I think he had severe, you know, physical trauma and emotional trauma, you know, before he was lucky enough to find you, thankfully. But, you know, there's not much energy around his eye area, which does not seem to me as though there's going to be a lot of healing. He may get worse, maybe not a lot worse. I'm not sure he's going to be blind this year. I mean, I know you're concerned about that, but, I feel like his eyes are getting worse. I would suggest maybe trying some alternatives with him. You know, talk to, I'll get some information for you as far as maybe some things that you can use to help stimulate his eyes. But the eyes are the purple energy center. And what heals purple, the color yellow heals purple. So you could rub his eyes and think about that. I mean, you know, I know it sounds a little silly, but hands-on healing has been proven over and over again to work. So you need to, well, his eye, you need to work with both eyes, you know, even though they don't both work. Put your hands over his eyes, rub them, talk to him. That's just sending it good energy. And that, and it also helps you sort of do something more positive, you know, as he deals with his own physical issues. But, you know, his eyes are very weak. That entire part of his head is very weak. His sinuses even feel weak to me, which is kind of interesting that, you know, he probably doesn't smell as well as other dogs. You know, I don't think his sense of smell has deteriorated a lot, but I just think, you know, that area of his entire head area is probably not going to increase any, you know, in the next couple of years because, you know, we all decrease a little bit maybe with aging, but for him, his aging took place very early as a response to the physical trauma that he went through. But I think to use some color, and I'll look online, and I've got a couple of really good books with alternative vets, and see if maybe there's some other things that you can try to keep the eyesight as strong as you can.
All right. And all that's true. He lost a chunk of his nose out to the bear.
Right.
And he doesn't. When you put a treat in front of a dog and he can't find it, well, that's a problem.
He's got a little sense of smell, but certainly not. And that will probably deteriorate a little bit more, too. You just have to make sure that you get really smelly stuff to make sure he continues to eat well. So.
All right. We've got a couple calls online. And you were first. I got a caller from Fluvanna. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm well. Question for Lee.
Yes. I had a trying end of 2010, both emotionally and financially, and I wanted to know what you had in store for me for 2011.
I'm going to let you listen on the radio, okay?
Okay, thanks.
All right, Lee, we're back.
Got it. Yeah, I heard her question. It felt to me like she's already been dealing with a lot of this heart center energy, a lot of this green energy. She has a lot of emotional issues surrounding her, not just with her, but with people around her. So you do absorb people from in your life, whether that's a friend, a coworker, a family member, your husband or wife. You know, you really do absorb a lot of energy. And I think with your, because I know she's listening, I think with your energy, what you really need to work on first is not absorbing the energy of others as much. Even if you don't know you're doing it, stop and pay very close attention to the people surrounding you, when they feel strong, when you feel strong, when you feel weak. There's been a lot of emotional drain this year. I think the financial aspect has only been one part of it. Financially, I feel that you will have a better year, not just in general like everybody else, but I think you have been to the worst financially, and you're aiming back the other direction. But your finances cannot balance themselves out if your emotional energy doesn't pull itself back together. So I would focus first on the emotional well-being, how you can feel better each day. You know, find some exercises, some visualizations, whatever it may be, but really work on keeping your energy balanced and calm and very light. You need a lot of light energy. So surround yourself with some colors like pinks and purples and, you know, very sort of light, easy colors. Don't put a lot of dark blues and dark greens and, you know, dark reds around you. And I think that will help. But it will be a better year, but you really have to pay attention to that not being so emotionally drained.
All right. Thank you, Lee. It is 11:56 here on the Wake Up Call, WNRN Charlottesville and WNRS FM Sweetbriar Amherst Lynchburg. This is Lee Channing, intuitive analyst from spiritsevolving.com here in, I believe the official address is Ivy, but right here just down the road from the radio station.
Right.
We have another caller. Caller from West Virginia. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are y'all doing?
We're doing well. Question for Lee.
Yes, Lee. I am a newlywed, and my husband and I are kind of debating whether or not it is a positive time to start a new family in the new year, and I was wondering if you could give us any advice about that.
All right, I'm going to put you on hold, so hang tight in case there's a follow-up. Okay, Lee.
Thank you, Lee. Thank you for being so patient, Rick. That was a good question because it was an honest question. It's definitely something that that the timing feels right for it. So, yes, I would say that working towards building a family in 2011 is a very wise move. Many times timing is very questionable, and you know, couples are anxious to start doing this and starting their family and building their home and all these kinds of things. But I think that you really have to give it a lot of thought, and I think you all have done a very good job at giving it that thought. So I think the thought process has all worked properly. So I would say yes. I don't see any reason that you shouldn't, you know, move into that process. Will it happen sooner or later? It's very hard to tell. There are a lot of questions there, and that would be, that wouldn't be helpful if I said yes in March or you will get pregnant or April or whatever. I don't think that would help at all. But I think that starting the family is a good idea and it's the right time for it.
I have a question. Do you have a follow-up for Lee?
Do I have a follow-up for Lee?
Yes, ma'am.
Does she have any advice on any, like, health changes or things we can do to prepare?
Well, my question for you is real quick, and I'll get back to Lee, is was that the answer that you wanted?
Well...
Would you like to start a family and you have some questions?
But,
or
I'm just not sure if I'm ready yet.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much, and I'll let Lee finish up.
Thank you.
It's wonderful to be able to say, am I ready? And she's absolutely ready, yes. So, you know, there's no question there in her energy. Her mind and her, you know, may not be quite, you know, settled on it yet, but yes, she's ready and it'll be fine.
All right, Lee, I hope you feel better.
Oh, thank you so much, Rick, and thank you for understanding. I apologize.
Well, we'll have you back on later on in the new year.
And I would love to be there in person this time.
So would I. My fingers get strained muscles from put the hold button on all the time.
That's right. Happy New Year.
And Happy New Year to you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Thank you, listeners, for bearing with us today. System is just not set up for having multi-phone users at the same time. Next week, we will be talking economics. Tune us in then.
This has been your Sunday morning wake-up call on WNRN. The wake-up call is brought to you by The Hook, an innovative weekly from the people who really know the news on Newsstands Thursday, and by Tiger Fuel, serving the Charlottesville area with home heating oil and propane, Exxon gasoline, and the markets of Tiger Fuel. Views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the management, staff, or board of WNRN. You can contact Rick at abstractme@AOL.com or at wakeupcall@WNRN.org. The wake-up call is produced by Sean McCord. Tune in again next Sunday morning at 11 for the wake-up call, only on WNRN.